It's time for Talking Trash.
I can't really hear what Jeremy says because I got my two Stanley Cup rings plugging my ear.
Say what?
Steve and the guys bring people to the table and decide their fate.
They tell me George is good, but I'm twice as nice, and I'm going to stick to his butt like white on rice.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
I'm not listening to you. You're crazy.
Brought to you by Sanipec. Proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. Visit them at sanipec.com. Sanipec, we are green.
Son, I got to do better than this.
I just like to point out to the listening public that Nick is currently playing air drums.
Mostly
to
air
the
cymbals.
By the way, you know.
Mostly just the cymbals.
Yeah.
Yep.
You want to talk about a great coincidence. The fact that this segment is on Thursday, and that's when we get our Santa Pack pickup.
It's wonderful.
So I walk out when I had my, we have a doggy staying with us and with my Bailey this morning. So I'm coming around. And I was like, love you guys. We'll be thinking of you about 4:45.
It's almost like it was planned.
Which it wasn't.
Not even a little bit, but we can tell people that it was. This is the final segment of the 4 o'clock hour of Sports Talk on a Thursday. That means Talking Trash Time, brought to you by Sanipec. Proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. Nick, Steve, and I will bring somebody to the table to either be thrown in a trash receptacle for something dumb they did, or we will judge some sort of trash talk that they did during the week and determine where it will be put in terms of the incinerator, which is the highest level, the dump, the middle ground, and then recycling bin, which is the bottom level, the worst, if you will. So I will start, because I haven't started in a few weeks, and
coming
I will
the bench.
I will have a trash nominee, somebody to be thrown in the trash, and it's Floyd Mayweather. He Instagrammed a picture of a check the other day for $100 million. And honestly, if I had a check for $100 million, I might do that too. I don't know.
No, you wouldn't.
The problem is, so it was a purse for his fight last year or something like that. So, but further inspection of the picture showed that it was from his own promotion company. So it's literally a picture of a $100 million check that he wrote to himself. That's lame, dude. I don't know. Where do you guys want to put this? Because this is honestly, like, that's one of the lamest things I think I've seen in a while. It's lame.
On the byline, it says for purse of 5/2/2015 boxing event.
Sure.
So it's not necessarily he's just writing himself a check, but he's showing
off. But it's his
off
promotion
an old
company, so it's his money anyways.
Right, but the check still had to be written to him.
Did it?
Yeah, I think it did.
He can't direct deposit from his promotion company to himself?
Not when you can look at a $100 million check in your hand, right?
It's not even a giant check.
Okay, that's where he's wrong, is okay. It should be a giant check. But I don't think
Listen
it's bad. I think it's very funny, and he won a fight. And he got $100 million.
You think this is funny?
I think it's hilarious.
I don't think it's incinerable.
I'm throwing you in the incinerator.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
So
it's recycle bin at best.
Yeah, I think he's more of a jerk than it is hostile.
I'll give you benefit of the doubt, and I'll go dump with this one.
No, recycle bin.
I'm going recycle. I'm sorry.
Oh, you guys are weak.
You guys are the worst.
That's hilarious. No, you Instagrammed the check to yourself for $100 million.
But it wasn't meant to be hilarious. He's meant to be bragging to people that he got a check for $100 million that he wrote himself.
Tell you what, if funny. I got a check for $100 million, I'd just be happy.
I would show it off.
Even if you wrote it to
all
yourself.
All right, moving on. So I've got this interesting one regarding Dez Bryant and Josh Norman. After their game on Thanksgiving Day, there was this gif being thrown around on Twitter where Dez just blew by Josh Norman, and then Dez tweeted it out saying, all through the week, I will post film on how Norman got exposed. There's a bunch of trash talk and who said what after the game because they almost got into a brawl when they were, like, meeting on the field.
Like you do.
Right. But it's been a week, and Dez hasn't posted any film backing up that he exposed Josh Norman. And he's, like, thrown out a couple, like, disses on Twitter that were just, like, Dez is lying. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's trash talk or if it was trash talk that became trash people because they said they were trash talking. I'm not really sure what to make of this.
Why doesn't he just post those videos of Deshaun Jackson burning Josh Norman in practice? I mean, that's all you really need, right?
If you say it and you imply there is documented evidence,
you better back it up,
and
right?
You don't back it up, you got to go.
So this is a recycling bin for trash talk, easily.
Yeah.
So are we putting Dez Bryant in the trash for this?
I think it. Yeah, I think that I wasn't sure what to make of it. So I think it's now.
And I actually kind of like him, but yeah, he's got to go.
So where are we putting it though?
I say we
dump it.
Yeah, dump him.
I agree with that.
Dump that chunk.
Back. A little more. You got it.
It's like a Belushi in the garage in Animal House. Back. Good.
You're good. Exactly.
Bill Reiter. But it's R-E-I-T-E-R.
So it's not just a clever name then?
Yeah.
He is a
writer.
It's
not a pseudonym.
Okay.
CBSSports.com. Citing a one-win 49ers season, how things ended Philly after a really smoking hot start when they won 10 games, made the playoffs, lost the wild card. Then year two, won 10 games, missed the postseason, then got fired midway through last year. Reiter wrote a piece titled, "You're an NFL Failure, It's Time to Go Home." Ooh. But this is the evaluation line. Chip, you weren't smart as... Wait. Start all over again. Chip, you weren't as smart as you thought because that voice whispering in your ear that you were smarter than everyone else just made you look stupid.
Ooh.
That's a guy who says he needs to go home, go back to college.
Wow. So the nice. Brain or the inner monologue that Chip Kelly has is a dumb one? Is that what he's saying?
Yep. He's the only one listening to it, too.
It's a liar. Wow. That's pretty good trash talk.
Yeah, I think it is, especially for a writer.
It's very, very like personal and hurtful, though.
Yeah,
like,
it's not kinda, very
it's
nice.
Very mean.
It's not very nice.
Kind
at
of
all.
Makes yeah, it it's... incinerator worthy.
Yeah, a little bit. In fact, it's kind of mean spirited. So, what do you want, Steve? He said incinerator.
Actually, it's up to you two guys.
No, you got to vote. You got to vote.
I think he incinerated it.
All right, fair enough. All right, I'm going to go into my next one.
Sure.
It's a little light in terms of trash talk, but it's the nature of it and who it's coming from. So Tiger Woods is the trash talker. Apparently, the American Ryder Cup team has a group text thread that everybody involved with the team is on. Everybody in the group decided to compare the sizes of their trophy cases, and Phil Mickelson got involved, decided to send a picture of his thinking, you know, he would kind of blow everyone away after he has 51 wins, 5 majors. I guess he forgot that Tiger was in the group. And so Tiger apparently responded just by saying, "You really want to go there, Phil?" I thought that was pretty good.
That's good. It's more witty and sarcastic.
He could have just tweeted sent back a picture of his trophy case, which I don't know, probably wouldn't fit on one picture.
It's not Larry Bird walking into the locker room
he
saying he's playing.
Tiger was in the message group. He must have, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, like I said, for humor, I'm going to recycle that one.
Fair enough. You got a quick one?
I got a quick one. I'm nominating Jeff Fisher as trash. He was quoted as saying that Danny Woodhead is a great playmaker for the Patriots. Danny Woodhead is on IR for the Chargers. He hasn't played for the Patriots in 3 years.
What do you say, Brandon and Danny?
he brought up Brandon coming out of the backfield as a playmaker. People think that he means Brandon Baldwin, but he's basically entirely special teams.
Yeah, he's bad too.
Good on you, Jeff. You're not going 7-9 this year for sure. How trash is Jeff Fisher?
This guy is just winning the annoyance. First of all, why is he still an NFL coach? It's enough already.
He's got to get Lifetime Achievement Award at least for this. This one, like incinerator, right?
Yeah. It's got to be because you're the coach. You don't even know who you're prepping for you.
Been 3 years.
Give me a break.
Fire! School.